Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Are you being influenced? Well, if you watched a blockbuster film in the last decade, well, then there's a chance it has been influenced by the Chinese Communist Party. Now, here's the reality. The CCP may be running the largest influence campaign in history. Now, in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epoch Times, well, investigative reporter Tiffany Meyer reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free when you go to the website hollywoodtakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. All right, hour two, Sean Hannity Show. Thank you for being with us. Toll free, it's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. You might recall that there were two people that then Kevin McCarthy, minority leader, put up to be on the Jan 6 committee. One was Jim Jordan of Ohio. The other was Jim Banks of Indiana. And Nancy Pelosi would not hear of it. So then at that point, Kevin McCarthy said, what's the point if you're not going to let our people on the committee? Anyway, with that said, we're going to be joined in a second by Jim Banks of Indiana. And regarding his announcement, I'll let him make it himself as long, if you haven't heard about it yet. He wrote an op-ed out this weekend, you know, tackling the woke as a joke agenda. And he says rightly that it's paralyzing the success of this once great country. Let me read to you a little bit about what he said. He said, we no longer live in a normal America. The issues that Congress used to take up, like healthcare, the economy, or our withdrawal from Afghanistan, are regrettably pale in comparison to the creeping tyranny which nearly all Americans now feel. Our nation's most powerful forces, our intelligence agencies, corporations, the press, our universities, even our military, are all pressing further and further into uncharted territory, which it's not clear America can return. And for the time being, saving America rests in the House of Representatives. He said the most toxic part of this tyranny is its doctrine, wokeness. Everyone has by now heard this word, but it means something very specific. It means that all the so-called oppressor groups must be punished for their past and present alleged sins, and there are many steps to punishing them, inducing self-hatred through indoctrination, stripping away their rights by not enforcing the laws on their behalf, public humiliation, hatred, and ultimately possibly violence. That's why the left has done so far. It's not exactly clear how far they may go. And what does wokeness mean for the so-called oppressed? Well, it means privileged status, exemption from certain laws and norms, and the public recognition that their views are unimpeachable. They cannot be contradicted by reason. They can't be doubted. They must be believed. Anyway, Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana joins us now. Sir, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean. Good to be with you.
What's going on, sir?
Well,
you have a little bit of an announcement to make. I know what it is, but it's interesting.
I do. Thank you, Sean. I'm in Indiana today, back in God's country. I've kicked off my campaign for the United States Senate. I believe that the Senate needs a shakeup. It needs a new generation of conservative fighters. And I've been in the House. I've been on the front lines of the fights in the House these past 6 or 7 years. Mike Braun, our current senator, is running for governor, so he's opened up the Senate seat. And I just feel like Indiana, being the conservative great state that it is, deserves a conservative fighter to go to Washington to serve in the Senate to fight for Hoosier family. So I kicked off the campaign today. Go to banksforsenate.com. You can watch my kickoff video and get involved. I'm excited about the long campaign ahead.
Oh, it is going to be a long campaign. This Senate season is going to be vital, and it's going to be crucial. Let me talk to you about something a little more, something that I don't believe most people are paying attention to. I believe, and you at any point interrupt me, tell me that I'm wrong. I believe elections and the election process in this country has changed dramatically. And I think Republicans are sort of like at iPhone version 1 or 2.0, and Democrats are at iPhone 14 or 15, that version of elections. And what I mean by that is I don't see Senate candidates, presidential candidates, doing what candidates traditionally would do to campaign. I don't see them out there kissing babies, taking selfies, making press avails, giving speeches, doing town halls, doing rallies. I don't see any of that. Three quick examples would be Joe Biden in 2020, or in 2022, Katie Hobbs or John Fetterman. They hide in their basement. They seem to collect, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars in money that they spend on negative ads. They stay on the air pounding their Republican opponents. If they show up to a debate, it'll be like after a month's worth of voting has taken place in their respective states, if they even show. Many don't show, like in the case of Katie Hobbs. And I think they're in the ballot harvesting business. Now, I've done a lot of research on this, and ballot harvesting is allowed in a number of states. 25 states in D.C. have laws allowing the voter to have someone of their choosing return their ballot. 11 states have laws allowing certain people, family member, to return ballots on a voter's behalf. Alabama, turns out, is the only state that explicitly says the voter must return the ballot themselves. 13 states didn't have any specific rules regarding ballot harvesting or collection, and 16 states don't even have voter ID laws. Now, here's my long-winded question. Forgive me, I'm going to give you all the time you want. Republicans, in my view, they're running old-style campaigning, thinking that it's going to be about ideas, and the Democrats seem to have moved on to the ballot business, not the running for office. We have a better vision business. Am I wrong?
Sean, I think you're exactly right. And this is why I voted to object to Pennsylvania's Electoral College votes on January 6th of 2021. And I'll never apologize for it, because it should never be possible for a state to change their election laws without the approval of their state legislature, which is the only constitutional way to change election laws, like Pennsylvania did, to help one guy beat another guy, to help their guy beat our guy. It's a shameful example, I think, to the larger point that you're making of how these campaigns have evolved. When you have the regime in some of these states, the establishment in some of these states, get away what they've long gotten away with. That would never happen in Indiana. At least we'd like to think so. Our state legislature has passed some stronger election integrity laws. Last year, I introduced a bill in the Congress, and some Republicans have opposed this concept, but I believe there is a federal role. States control our election laws, but we should amend federal election laws, and other federal election laws, to ban ballot harvesting in federal elections. There is a nexus. Stop it from happening. Also say that once they start counting ballots on election night, they can't stop counting and take a pause and then start counting again a day or two later. That should never be allowed to happen. And there is a role here for, I think, the federal government, but a larger role for the states to pass stronger election integrity laws too.
So your state of Indiana allows someone else to return a ballot, but with restrictions, typically a household, family member, caregiver, et cetera. Now, there are 16 states that don't even have a voter ID law, which I think is insane, too. I think you ought to be able to prove who you are. I walk into my precinct in New York and they don't ask for anything. They say, "Hi, Mr. Hannity. Great to see you. Hey, Sean, how are you?" And I say, "Hi, guys. Great to see you. Thank you for what you do every year. We appreciate it." And I'm handed a ballot and I go and I just have to say who I am. Now, in most cases, I'm friends with the people because I've known them for years, having voted in the same precinct for years. But I think that's a big deal. There's one other issue I want to ask you about this, and then we'll move on to some important issues too. And that is, I talk about what's called accelerated migration. We have baby boomers now hitting retirement age in big numbers. And what you see, for example, in New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, you see a lot of conservatives tired of COVID shutdowns, tired of high taxes, tired of burdensome regulation. They're moving. And they're going to Florida in huge numbers. They're going to the Carolinas in huge numbers. They're going to Texas in massive numbers. And then you have the Midwest, and that would include Wisconsin, Michigan, Illinois, and to a smaller extent, Indiana, conservatives leaving those states. And while it's making states like Florida and Texas redder, and the Carolinas maybe redder, those Midwestern states, of which you are part of, they're harder now for Republicans to win, especially, you know, statewide office or in the case of a presidency.
Yeah, you know, Sean, here's the lesson that I've learned, though, and Donald Trump taught me this lesson. Donald Trump made the Republican Party the party of the working class. Again, and that's where we make up the difference. When we appeal to blue-collar, working-class Americans, like my dad, a lifelong union Democrat, worked in a factory all of his life, never identified himself as a Republican until Donald Trump became president and started appealing to voters like him. That's how we make up the difference, I believe, in what you're describing, is bring those voters into the Republican Party in even bigger ways and keep them there, cement them as part of the Republican Party. And that's the shift. That's the paradigm shift in American politics today that Donald Trump started. And it's incumbent on the new generation of Republican leaders like myself to keep it this way. This lesson that we've learned is that we need to represent those voters. We need to represent blue collar working Americans by holding China accountable, trade deals that are better for working class Americans, secure the border, and immigration policies that put American workers first. So that's how we change the Republican Party and have broader appeal and pick up those voters in places like Indiana and the Midwest.
I agree. Let the Democrats be the party of coastal elites. Let's talk about what you wrote in this op-ed. It was very powerful. We no longer live in a normal America. Explain.
Yeah, I want to go back to the case you were making about election laws for a minute, because there's a good parallel. And in Indiana, a couple of years ago, after the 2020 election, the state legislature took up a voter ID law that was a strong law, and they faced immediate backlash from some major corporations in Indiana. The NCAA is headquartered in Indianapolis, and they cried out against it. They called it racist, just like they called the election laws in Georgia racist that Governor Kemp passed down there. When we talk about wokeism infecting corporate America, when they tell us that we can't even disagree with them on election laws and tell us that we're racist because we believe in voter ID laws, that's what I'm talking about. That what the left has done to change, take away our freedom of speech, attack our freedom of religion, our religious liberties, that's the wokeism that we have to uproot and fight back against and eradicate. And that's why I've started the first ever anti-woke caucus in Congress, so we can strategize and do that.
What do you think of the latest, now three separate locations with documents of Joe Biden, especially in light of what he said about Donald Trump, the raid on Donald Trump's place, and in light of Hillary Clinton getting a pass for all of her top secret classified information, her deleted emails, 33,000 of them, her busted devices with hammers, her missing SIM cards? What do you make, when you put it all together, what do you make of it all?
Yeah, I would laugh about it, Sean, if it weren't so serious. I mean, there's a pattern now with Joe Biden that, you know, the way that he recklessly stored these documents, the sheer hypocrisy is one part of it. I mean, I still want to know what the documents were that when the unprecedented raid on Mar-a-Lago and the documents there. We don't know what those documents are, and I have a feeling that they're not as serious as what they've made them out to be. At the same time, the documents they found at Biden's house and at the Biden Center, we know that those were serious documents with national security interests. So we have to investigate them. Jamie Comer's leading the oversight committee. He's going to do that. And we got to get to the bottom of it as soon as we can. Hold them accountable.
Well, we wish you the best in your campaign. You've been a longtime friend of this program. You've been a stalwart as it relates to conservative principles. We're going to watch your race closely. You got a lot of time between now and 2024. I'm almost like reluctant right now to even start talking about 2024, and I think you can understand why. These are troubling times, and electing a Republican Senate, Republican president, keeping a Republican House are critical to me.
That's right. We have a long ways to go. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about it. Go to banksforsenate.com and help us out today.
All right, Jim Banks, Congressman, Indiana. Thank you, my friend.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean.
So much going on today. You know, I wonder, and I sometimes don't even want to bring up all the bad economic news, and I won't necessarily hear. Republicans do plan on moving forward to impeach the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas. Senior House Republicans are moving swiftly to build the case that he's not enforcing the law, which, by the way, is proved rather easily. Congressman Jim Jordan is intending to probe the Biden administration and their abuses against January 6th defendants. You know, nobody, not a single person lifted a finger. This is what bothers me about how hypocritical the Jan 6 committee was, because we spoke out in real time. I'm against rioting. You got to protect our institutions. You got to protect elected officials. That's basic common sense. Not difficult to figure that out. But you had 574 riots in the summer of 2020. Where's that investigation? We had dozens of dead Americans, thousands of injured cops, billions in property damage. Not even a single, nothing. Anyway, the battle, let me just warn you, I had conversations with people this weekend about the pending battle on the debt ceiling. Apparently, this is like months away. But I do like the fact that Republicans are getting together and they're going to have long discussions on where they plan to cut federal spending and how they plan to handle it, because they need to be prepared for being accused of shutting down the government. The full faith and credit of the United States is hanging in the balance. None of which is going to be true. But the pressure will be on them, not on the big spenders on the Senate side, not on big spenders even on the House side, known as Democrats. So Republicans better be ready, united, have a strategy, and stand on the principles for which they ran on and were elected on. Not that hard. Jim Jordan, by the way, firing back at the White House. Republicans want fair treatment. The FBI hasn't released pictures of Biden's classified documents as they did with Trump. Why not? Good question. All right, quick break. Right back. Your calls are next. 800-941-SHAWN. All right, 25 now to the top of the hour. Thank you for being with us. 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. Hey, you're going to love LegacyBox.com/Hannity. Now, it's a simple task. I mean, it might take an hour or so. But if you go through your attic, you go through your basement, you go through your closet, you go through your garage, find every family photo you have. Ask your fellow family members to do the same. Find every videotape of your family that you might have, every camcorder tape, maybe even old film reels that your family still has. And all you do is you put it in your legacy box, mail it out, and every one of those pictures, every video will be converted perfectly by hand and preserved in perpetuity through digital files. And you get your originals back as well. They've served over a million customers right now. Think about this. You know, your great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson and daughter will be able to see what you look like. How cool is that? And by the way, it's a great gift for your entire family. They're going to love you for doing this, organizing this, taking control of this. And it's simple to do. Just check out the attic, check out the basement, check out your closets, check out your garage, put it in your legacy box. You get your legacy box by going to legacybox.com/Hannity, and you will love this exclusive offer. That's legacybox.com/Hannity. Linda, did you hear about this? San Francisco reparations panel pitches $5 million to each African-American resident. Did you see that?
I did see that.
And what were your thoughts?
I'd like to know what qualifies as African-American. I'm curious to see how many people apply. And I'm curious to see how that money would be disseminated. And I'm also curious to see how in the hell a state that is falling apart at the seams is going to afford that. And
you mean one that just has a budget deficit of, what, $25, $30 billion this year alone?
And think about it this way. 50% of that is just from Newsom's hair gel, right? So we've got an allocated cost to keep that stiffness, right? To make sure as many brain cells as possible are crushed under the sheer weight of his L'Oreal number 5, right? It's a hot mess. In that DC, you want to give this kind of money away.
In D.C., they want to soften the penalties for carjacking and other violent crimes. And
because that's a deterrent, Sean. You know, when criminals, don't stop. No, just take it easy. Relax. We'll send a psychologist, a therapist to the scene of the crime. And, you know, when you kill them, just do it easily. You know, take your time. Be gentle. You know, this is how we're dealing with crime in America.
Marie Osmond has now for the second time come out with a statement that she refuses to give her kids any of her inheritance. And she's really passionate about it. She says it only breeds laziness and entitlement. Honestly, why would you enable your child to not try to be something? I don't know anybody who becomes anything if they're just handed money. And she said, to me, the greatest gift you can give your child is a passion to search out who they are. Inside and to work. And one of my rules is if you start something, you finish something. And I just think all inheritance does is breed laziness and entitlement. The comments reiterate the sentiment that started, 3 years ago. But here's my point.
Well, what do you think of that?
You can structure any will or any trust to have conditions associated with it. One condition can be that you must be, gainfully employed. One condition could be you're free of all drug and alcohol use or addiction, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, maybe I misunderstood what you said. I thought you said that she said she wasn't giving them any money now.
No, she's not giving the money, period.
So she's saying that not just when she passes on, but while she's here right now, she's not giving any money regardless.
Right, but if you can't put restrictions on any money that you leave for somebody, as long as you have somebody that's willing to be a trustee, that would be that would enforce whatever your wishes are, and part of that can be gainful employment, no drug use, moderate alcohol consumption. Obviously, you can't be a raging alcoholic or whatever, and whatever other behaviors, and you have to, but. You know, money can be used. Money is not the means to an end. There's not a single person I know that has money that doesn't have problems. They might be different problems, but they have real problems in many ways. Raising kids, it's a difficult thing to do. But if you really believe in self-actualization of your children, sometimes that does cost money, and that money can assist them to achieve whatever that talent is that she's referring to. So I understand what she's saying. It just sounds extreme to me.
It does. And I wonder if there's obviously, this is a private matter. I'm sure there's more to the story than we know. You know, we're reading, the Cliff Notes version of their lives. So who the hell knows what her kids did? But
now, listen, I respect her decision. It's her choice. It's her money, her choice.
I don't know that I respect her decision. I mean, there's a lot of bad mothers out there, a lot. And I think that there are a lot of people that, you know, there's a lot of bad parents, and they just they don't like to take care of their children, and they like to get over, and they put up a good front outside, and they say it's X, Y, and Z, and really it's not. So I have very strong feelings about these types of things, but I don't know her particular situation, but in my opinion, you know, you can teach your children to respect money and earn a good living and be a you know, a contributing citizen of society without being a, you know, a loafer or, you know, somebody who's just looking for a free ride.
Before we get to the phones, one other article, I meant to mention this. Sheila Jackson Lee, Congresswoman, Texas, has introduced a bill to combat, quote, white supremacy by criminalizing certain forms of hate speech. Anyway, the bill's language is broad, could result in people facing criminal charges for sharing hateful content, including on social media. Now, it does raise the question, what part of the First Amendment does she not understand? But under her bill, a person that engages in a white supremacy-inspired hate crime, when white supremacy ideology has motivated the planning, development, preparation, and perpetration of actions that constituted a crime or was undertaken, but the bill would impose criminal penalties for those who publish materially advancing white supremacy, white supremacist ideology. How about racism in general? You know, Louis Farrakhan is a virulent anti-Semite and racist. What about him?
Farrakhan's just one of many. You know, I mean, we've got, there is an ongoing, it's so interesting. There's an ongoing effort right now to create a nation of division, right? We're no longer Americans, we're Americans. And we can't figure it out, and we can't unite, and we can't find our way. But what we can do is we can continue to divide and to be totally segregated from one another, which is everything that we fought against for the past 50 years of our lives. And so to me, somebody like her is standing out there perpetrating a lie and saying that things are happening when they're not. And at the end of the day, I think everything that she says is racist. And I think that she is
saying everything. That's a broad generalization.
But that's what she's doing, right? So if we're all going to broad sweep and generalize and just make blanket statements, and, you know, that's the biggest problem that I have with someone. This is an elected congressional official who is taking a swipe at an amendment an aspect of our government, of our freedoms. Who is the objective person saying that something is or is not racist, is or is not supremacy? Who are you?
They'll hire a government agency. There's not going to be one. You know, the thing is I never supported hate crimes legislation in the sense that you give an additional punishment if you can prove what motivated somebody. You punish people for the crimes they commit. How do you prove what was in a thought of somebody? What, because maybe they wrote it down in an email or a tweet or a text or whatever.
Not to mention the fact we're not prosecuting crimes.
Well, that's the other issue. separate and apart. All right, Patty is in North Carolina. Patty, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, darling, I'm good.
Hey, darling, you know, that's illegal to say, but you can say it to me as often as you want. That's fine. It's allowed on this program.
I always call you darling. So here's the deal. When I look at how the Democrats operate, I think of a Jason Bourne movie. Well thought out, precision, got their act together. Everybody is on the same plan, and it's stealth. When I think of how we handle things, it's more like Murder, She Wrote. Everybody seems... Murder, She Wrote. I mean, that's just the way they say it. They might get to the end, but it's just so... frumpy. I guess that's the way to say that.
I happen to love Jason Bourne movies myself. I think they're great. And
but you know what I mean?
I know fully what you mean. And
so when it came out last week that, they found these documents, and I was like, oh my gosh. So why didn't we come right out and say, oh, you found documents, did you? Well, there's a lot more to this story. We're not going to sleep until we get the answers that we need on this. And that's what should have been hammered. You're hiding something. We know it. We're going to figure it out. Don't think you're going to pull one over on us. But that's not really what anybody came out and said. I mean, we need to be ready to come right back and pound them just as hard as they pound us. And just whining, oh, they were so mean to Trump, and they're not being that mean to Biden. No, it's not moving us along anywhere that we need to be. And it's just so frustrating. I watched TV all weekend, and it was the same whining. Let's come out and have some gumption and some power behind us, and somebody stand up and say, we know what's going on. We're going to prove it. We're going to figure it out. And don't think we're that big of a sucker. Oh, they just happened to find something in a closet. I want to hear that, Sean.
What you want, look, a lot of this is happening, and these investigations are real. I think America now sees rank hypocrisy at a level that they needed to see. I think there's a lot more that behind this, a lot more to come on this. And I just think you just, you know, follow each lead, and we're going to get to where we need to go. But if you look at the mob, the media, and you look at Democrats, and you look at how they reacted to Trump and Mar-a-Lago and the raid and classified top secret materials, it's as if Hillary Clinton never had any. You know, the way they protected her, but there's a different standard for Donald Trump and now a different standard for Joe Biden.
Well, it's like they handed it to us on a silver platter. You know, and they don't do.
Well,
that.
You couldn't write it any better, considering how everybody reacted to the August raid of Mar-a-Lago. You know, they couldn't have written it any better. You know, the people that defended, no prosecutor would ever prosecute. And Hillary Clinton had done far worse by a long shot than Donald Trump had done. But this is the world we live in. And, you know, the whole thing has been unfair. I've never seen a single human being in politics treated more unfairly than Donald Trump. And I'm not crying me a river. I'm just telling you what the reality is. They had it in for them, and they used the powers of government to help, you know, drive him out of the political discourse as much as humanly possible. And they still try to this day, and they don't stop. And, you know, is Donald Trump, is he guilty of one thing in the sense that he fights back? Yeah, he defends himself. And that gets a little rough, and that becomes too rough and tumble for their precious little brains to handle. But anyway, good call. Appreciate it, Patty. God bless you, as always. All right, quick break. We'll come back. John Solomon, new column out today, straight ahead. And then your calls, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.